That's our new theme song right there. Rosie the Rocket Launcher. Throwing the opening pitch at the Diamondbacks game Thursday night. Boy, was that fun. It was a little high and outside, or inside if you're a right-handed batter. As a matter of fact, when I ran up to Mr. Anderson, who was serving as my catcher, he says, well, I think if there'd been a batter there, you'd have knocked him out.
He was crowding the plate.
He was crowding the plate. I'm glad Mr. Anderson's as good an athlete as he was, because it took a little bit of a jump to catch the ball. Hey, let's run up and visit with a friend in Taylor, Arizona, Mr. Eddie Hancock. You may not have ever heard of anvil launching. And if you haven't, that's why we're bringing Eddie on the show. Eddie, how are y'all doing this morning up in Taylor? Beautiful morning?
It's a beautiful morning. We had rain through the evening. It's fresh and a beautiful July 4th morning.
You've got to tell me, what is an anvil launch?
The anvil launch is a tradition that was developed in our little community back in the early 1880s. A group of settlers came into this little village, this little valley, and with a great love of America, they were short on cash and short on cannons or music instruments. But we had a couple of blacksmiths, and they had the blacksmith anvils that were used in their metalworking. They put their heads together and made a device where two anvils are placed together with a pipe in between with gunpowder and a fuse.
I like it already.
And I'm here to tell you, it sounds like a cannon. It doesn't look like one, but it rattled every window in town. And it was the same this morning. 2015, we're still doing the same little tradition. Everybody in town's awakened by the blast.
I guess.
It actually started at 4 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I would not think you'd want black anvils flying through the sky prior to sunrise.
Well, we can tell you it's well organized with safety procedures. The folks that actually do the igniting of the gunpowder are skilled. They're trained in... And it's part of the early family. They are descendants of the Staniford family, which was actually the second family to homestead here.
Yeah, now they may be trained, but do they still have all 10 fingers?
Well, again, this morning it went without incident, no injuries, no accidents, so it was great.
We talk about activities in, about, and around Arizona. For those of you listening statewide, just remember next 4th of July, you too could wake up in Taylor, Arizona with the Anvil Blast. Tell us a little bit more about what y'all have got going on this whole weekend, Eddie.
Thank you. Our kickoff was last evening, a very patriotic program with patriotic music. We also have some of the great poets of our area. So we have a group we call the Cowboy Poets, and it's interspersed with the cowboy music, but with a patriotic flair. It's a very patriotic evening, and it went wonderful last night. We had a full house. And
that's fabulous.
Just a wonderful evening. It was a time for families. It's good family fun, and we focus on America and the freedoms we enjoy here.
And how are y'all going to wrap up the rest of the weekend?
With regards to the schedule today, we've already fired the anvil, and we have a parade around our community that's concluded now. Then at 10 a.m., we will have a second patriotic program. Our main speakers will be veterans of the various world wars. And then we, with humor, we have a stump speaker that keeps us smiling as we pay honor to the veterans this morning. And that will run from 10 a.m. to 11:30. And then at 12 noon, we start our rodeo activities.
Hot dog.
We're cowboys at heart here. Most of our ancestors were ranchers, and so that tradition's carried on. And of course, everybody has bragging rights. We feel like we've got one of the best rodeos on the 4th. It's a night rodeo. It's cool. many of our visitors are out of the Valley of the Sun trying to get up.
I can imagine. I can imagine, absolutely. Mr. Eddie Hancock from Taylor, Arizona. So thank you for joining us, giving us a little bit of lowdown on the Anvil launch, the evening rodeo in Taylor. You looking for something to do that is about as American as it can be? Schedule your next 4th of July in Taylor, Arizona, but be prepared to get up early. We're here with Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, assistant history professor. What are the takeaway points for the Declaration of Independence that all of our listeners can go to tonight's barbecue and say, you should know this?
Well, a couple of things that I think are really interesting. The oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence was Ben Franklin.
Okay.
The youngest, we have two young guys from South Carolina, both of them from South Carolina, were only 26 when they signed it. That would be Thomas Lynch and Edward Rutledge. And so there's quite a variety of range there in terms of the signers.
Okay.
You have to remember that everybody who signed the Declaration of Independence, not a single one of them were born in the United States.
Not a single one?
The United States didn't exist before 1776.
But
all of them but eight were actually born in the colonies. But eight of them were not born in our within our colonies. And so I think the final point that we take away is that the Declaration of Independence only started the work of independence and self-government, and that's a work that we still work on today.
Boy, it sure is. And I would hope the last takeaway for all of you, if you haven't read the Declaration of Independence, it's easy to find. Just Google it. And I'll tell you what, as long as you're taking time to do that, do old Rosie a favor. I found a copy of the Constitution on the internet that was absolutely incredible because it gave the Constitution script on the left side with an explanation of why that was in the Constitution on the right side. It was absolutely the most self-instructory website I've ever seen. Go to it. Senate.gov/civics/Constitution. Absolutely incredible reading for this 4th of July. Get to the family barbecue this afternoon and be proud that you live in the greatest country on the planet.